Santaram responds to Gandhi, Varna versus caste. 3.1
Shri Santaramji of the Jatpat Todak Mandal of Lahore wants me to publish the following.
3.2 I have read your remarks about Dr. Ambedkar and the Jatpat Todak Mandal, Lahore. In that connection, I beg to submit as follows. We did not invite Dr. Ambedkar to preside over our conference because he belonged to the depressed classes. For we do not distinguish between a touchable and an untouchable Hindu. On the contrary, our choice fell on him simply because his diagnosis of the fatal disease of the Hindu community was the same as ours, that is, he too was of the opinion that the caste system was the root cause of the disruption and downfall of the Hindus. The subject of the doctor's thesis for his doctorate being the caste system, he has studied the subject thoroughly. Now, the object of our conference was to persuade the Hindus to annihilate caste. But the advice of a non-Hindu in social and religious matters can have no effect on them. The doctor, in the supplementary portion of his address, insisted on saying that that was his last speech as a Hindu, which was irrelevant as well as pernicious to the interests of the conference. So, we requested him to expunge that sentence, for he could easily say the same thing on any other occasion. But he refused, and we saw no utility in making merely a show of our function. In spite of all this, I cannot help praising his address, which is, as far as I know, the most learned thesis on the subject and worth translating into every vernacular of India. 3.3 Moreover, I want to bring to your notice that your philosophical difference between caste and varna is too subtle to be grasped by people in general. Because for all practical purposes in Hindu society, caste and varna are one and the same thing. For the function of both of them is one and the same, that is, to restrict inter-caste marriages and inter-dining. Your theory of varna vyavastha is impracticable in this age, and there is no hope of its revival in the near future. But Hindus are slaves of caste and do not want to destroy it. So, when you advocate your ideal of imaginary varna vyavastha, they find justification for clinging to caste. Thus, you are doing a great disservice to social reform by advocating your imaginary utility of the division of varnas, for it creates a hindrance in our way. To try to remove untouchability without striking at the root of varna vyavastha is simply to treat the outward symptoms of a disease or to draw a line on the surface of water. As in the heart of their hearts, dvijas do not want to give social equality to the so-called touchable and untouchable shudras, so they refuse to break caste and give liberal donations for the removal of untouchability simply to evade the issue. To seek the help of the shastras for the removal of untouchability and caste is simply to wash mud with mud.
3.4 The last paragraph of the letter surely cancels the first. If the mandal rejects the help of the shastras, they do exactly what Dr. Ambedkar does, that is, cease to be Hindus. How then can they object to Dr. Ambedkar's address merely because he said that that was his last speech as a Hindu? The position appears to be wholly untenable, especially when the mandal, for which Sri Santaram claims to speak, applauds the whole argument of Dr. Ambedkar's address. 3.5 But it is pertinent to ask what the mandal believes in if it rejects the shastras. How can a Muslim remain one if he rejects the Quran? or a Christian remain Christian if he rejects the Bible? If caste and Varna are convertible terms, and if Varna is an integral part of the Shastras which define Hinduism, I do not know how a person who rejects caste, that is Varna, can call himself a Hindu. 3.6. Shri Santaram likens the Shastras to mud. Dr. Ambedkar has not, so far as I remember, given any such picturesque name to the Shastras. I have certainly meant when I have said that if Shastras support the existing untouchability, I should cease to call myself a Hindu. Similarly, if the Shastras support caste, as we know it today in all its hideousness, I may not call myself or remain a Hindu, since I have no scruples about interdining or intermarriage. I need not repeat my position regarding Shastras and their interpretation. I venture to suggest to Sri Santaram that it is the only rational and correct and morally defensible position, and it has ample warrant in Hindu tradition. Harijan, 15th August 1936.